In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉耶稣基督圣名讲话。
So today we carry on our study of 2 Kings.
我们今天继续查考列王记下。
So we're nearing the end. We're on chapter 24.
我们差不多到最后一章了，到第24章。
So the chapter is a short one, containing 20 verses.
这一章很短，只有20节。
It records the final three kings who would rule over the southern kingdom of Judah.
这记载着最后三任王统领的犹大。
So the three kings are Jehoiakim.
这三个王有包括耶雅敬。
Who reigns for 11 years.
他统领了11年。
Then there's Jehoiachin.
另外一个是约雅金
who is Jehoiakim's son.
也就是约雅金的儿子。
He reigns for all of 3 months.
他统领了三个月。
And finally, we have Zedekiah.
最后我们有西底家
who is the uncle of Jehoiachin.
也就是约雅金的叔叔。
And he reigns for 11 years.
他统领了11年。
So we will take note that the final three kings to rule over Judah are all recorded as being bad kings.
那记载着的是这三任王，最后三任王都是坏的王。
For each king, we are told in no uncertain terms that each did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
他们每一任都记载着，就是在行耶和华眼中所看为恶的事。
So Jehoiakim in 2 Kings, it's recorded in chapter 23, verse 37.
约雅敬呢，就是在列王记下23章第七节有记载着。
For Jehoiachin in chapter 24, verse 9.
至于约雅敬呢，就是从第九节开始记载。
And for Zedekiah, this is recorded in verse 19.
至于西底家呢，就是从十九节开始记载。
So all three kings did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
三个王都行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So we begin by reading verses 1-7 of chapter 24.
我们由24章第一节到第七节开始读起。
So this records the reign of Jehoiakim.
这里记载着耶雅敬统领的年间。
So let's read verses 1-7. So 2 Kings chapter 24. Let's read verses 1-7.
我们一起读列王记下24章第一到第七节。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I read. During Jehoiakim's reign, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded the land, and Jehoiakim became his vassal for 3 years. But then he turned against Nebuchadnezzar and rebelled. Verse 2.The Lord sent Babylon, Aramean, Moabite, and Ammonite raiders against him to destroy Judah, in accordance with the word of the Lord proclaimed by his servants, the prophets. Verse 3. Surely these things happen to Judah according to the Lord's command, in order to remove them from his presence because of the sins of Manasseh and all he had done. Verse 4.Including the shedding of innocent blood, for he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was not willing to forgive. Verse 5. As for the other events of Jehoiakim's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Verse 6. Jehoiakim rested with his ancestors, and Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. Verse 7.The king of Egypt did not march out from his own country again because the king of Babylon had taken all his territory from the Wadi of Egypt to the Euphrates River.
第一节，约雅敬年间，巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒到犹大，约雅敬服侍他三年，然后背叛他。第二节，耶和华使加勒底军、亚兰军、摩亚军和亚门人的军来攻击约雅敬。毁灭犹大，正如耶和华祭他仆人先知所说的。第三节，这祸临到犹大人，诚然是耶和华所命的，要将他们从自己面前赶出， 是因玛纳西所犯的一切罪。第四节，又因他流无辜人的血充满了耶路撒冷，耶和华坚决不肯赦免。第五节，约亚敬其余的事，凡他所行的，都写在犹大列王记上。第六节，约亚敬与他列祖同睡，他儿子约亚金接续他作王。第七节，埃及王不再从他国中出来，因为巴比伦王将埃及王所管之地，从埃及小河直到幼发罗拉底河都夺去了。
So Jehoiakim's position on the throne is given to him in chapter 23 by the Pharaoh Necho.
我们可以从列王记下二十三节看见，约亚敬的王位是埃及王所设立的。
So this was after exiling the previous king, Jehoaz to Egypt.
这是在埃及王将上一任王囚禁了以后。
So at this point, we see that the Egyptians hold power in this region.
我们可以看见这里埃及王的势力。
But when we come to chapter 24, as we read in verse 1, we see that this is no longer the case.
当我们看到24节以后，埃及王就不再有这个权势了。
So as we see that the balance of power has shifted from the Egyptians to the Babylonians.
因为当时掌管这大权的已经从埃及王变成了巴比伦王。
And the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar is holding power now.
也就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王掌有这个大权。
And so, where we once had King Jehoiakim, king of Judah, once serving the Egyptian king Necho, it tells us here that he is now the vassal or servant of the Babylonian king.
我们之前看见的约雅敬服侍的，他本来是服侍着埃及王的，他现在是服侍着巴比伦王。
So it also tells us in the same verse that Jehoiakim decides that he no longer wants to be the servant of the Babylonian king.
也在同一章告诉我们，约雅敬不想要再继续服侍巴比伦王。
So to no longer have to pay taxes to Babylon.
他不想要再继续给巴比伦国上交这些税。
So he decides to rebel against the king.
他选择了背叛他。
Now, the significance of this is that Judah serving the Babylonians was actually God's will.
但其实呢，犹大服侍巴比伦其实是神的旨意。
So Jehoiakim rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar was actually disobeying God's will.
约雅敬背叛尼布甲尼撒其实是违背神的旨意的。
This was the message given to them by the prophet Jeremiah.
这是记着耶利米先知所传达的信息。
That this was God's will and that they would be taken over by Babylon.
这是神的旨意，犹大将会被巴比伦国拿下。
So this is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 27.
这记载在耶利米二十七章。
So we can turn to Jeremiah chapter 27.
我们翻开耶利米书二十七章。
And read verses 4 to 11.
第四到十一节。
So Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 4 to 11.
耶利米书二十七章四到十一节。
So verse 4. And command them to say to their masters, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus you shall say to your masters, verse 5, I have made the earth, the man and the beasts that are on the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm.And have given it to whom it seemed proper to me. Verse 6. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field I have also given him to serve him. Verse 7. So all nations shall serve him and his sons' sons, until the time of his land comes.And then many nations and great kings shall make him serve them. Verse 8, and it shall be that the nation and kingdom which will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, That nation I will punish, says the Lord, with the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Verse 9, therefore do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. Verse 10, for they prophesy a lie to you, to remember you far from, to remove you far from your land, and I will drive you out, and you will perish. Verse 11, but the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in their own land, says the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell in it.
耶利米书二十七章第十节，且主父使臣传于他们的主人说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，我用大能和生出来的旁臂创造大地和地上的人民，牲畜我看给谁相宜，就把地给他给谁。现在我将这些地都交给我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手，我也将田野的走兽给他使用，列国都必服侍他和他的儿孙，直到他本国遭报的日期来到。那时多国和大君王要使他做他们的奴仆，无论哪一邦哪一国不肯服侍这巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒，也不把景象放在巴比伦王的轭下，我必用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫刑罚那邦，直到我祭巴比伦王的手将他们毁灭。这是耶和华说的。至于你们不可听从你们的先知和占卜的、圆梦的、观照的以及行邪术的，他们告诉你们说你们不至服侍巴比伦王，他们向你们说假预言，要叫你们迁移远离本地，以致我将你们赶出去，使你们灭亡。但哪一邦肯把景象放在巴比伦王的轭下服侍他，我必使那邦仍在本地存留，得以耕种居住。这是耶和华说的。
So this prophecy was the warning to Jehoiakim and Jehoiachin.
这个预言是给，这个预言的警告是给约雅敬跟约雅金王的。
So submit to my will and live under the control of the Babylons.
就是遵照神的旨意，服在巴比伦的轭下。
Otherwise you will perish.
不然你必不能存留。
And we also read in verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 27.
我们也能看见在第十二十七章十二节。
That the prophet Jeremiah gives the same warning, but in a way that is more direct and to the point.
这里耶利米有给了另外一个预言，但他是比较直接的说的。
So this is Jeremiah chapter 27 and verse 12.
耶利米书二十七章十二节。
27 verse 12, it reads, I also spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of King Babylon and serve him and his people, and you will live.
十二节，我就照这一切的话对犹大王西底家说，要把你们的景象放在巴比伦王的轭下，服侍他和他的百姓，便得存活。
And so because of this decision, to rebel in verse 2,
因为在第二节，约雅敬选择了背叛。
God sends enemy after enemy to attack Judah.
神使列国的敌人来攻击犹大。
So we have the Babylonians, the Arameans, the Moabites, and the Ammonites.
我们可以看见有加勒底、亚兰军、摩亚，还有亚门人。
Because this was God's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
For all the years of their indiscipline.
他们以往的叛逆。
For all the times they decided not to heed the warnings from the prophets.
他们以往不听从先知的警告。
But above all, as we read in verse 3, to fulfill the punishment for the sins of Manasseh.
但我们能看见第三节最重要的一点，就是因为马拿西所犯的一切罪。
So to remind us, Manasseh was the son of the king of King Hezekiah.
这提醒了我们 马拿西是西底家王的儿子。
So King Hezekiah, was known for being one of the good kings.
西西家王是一个好的王。
But his son Manasseh, who succeeded him, would be remembered as the most wicked king of Judah.
但马拿西却作为他的儿子，却成为了犹大罪恶的其中一任王。
So, Manasseh, he was an idolater who turned against God.
马拿西转离耶和华拜偶像。
And he worshipped every kind of pagan god.
并且敬拜各种不同的异教。
He was also found guilty of immorality.
他也行淫乱。
He practiced every conceivable evil and perversion.
他行所有不同的恶。
He devoted himself to witchcraft.
行邪术。
He was a murderer.
杀人。
He even sacrificed his sons to a pagan god.
并且将自己的儿子献给别的神。
And God's judgment fell on Manasseh.
神的审判临到了他。
But even at the end of But even at the end of his life, Manasseh repented.
虽然在他年老的时候，马拿西求了悔改了。
And he received God's grace.
他得到了神的恩典。
But the sins that Manasseh had committed encouraged the people to commit.
但因为马拿西曾经的罪，影响了本地的人。
These had left such a mark on the land that God was now going to deal with this.
这使到神神的审判要临到了这地。
So the latter part of verse 4 reads, For he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was not willing to forgive.
我们看见第四节，他流无辜人的血，充满了耶路撒冷，耶和华坚决不肯赦免。
But in the end, a majority of kings were wicked in their own ways.
但我们知道，大部分的犹大王都是，大部分的王都是恶的。
So this includes Jehoiakim.
这包括了，约雅敬。
We can read in Jeremiah chapter 36.
我们能从耶利米书三十六章。
So Jeremiah chapter 36, we can see how little he feared the Lord.
我们能看见三十六章他有多不敬畏神。
So his disdain, the disregard that he had for God.
他如何的不敬虔，来，无视神。
Chapter 36 in Jeremiah records how God instructs Jeremiah to write down everything concerning Israel and Judah and the other nations.
我们可以看见耶利米书三十六章，神差遣耶利米先知把这些话给记载下来。
To write down the prophecies God had given Jeremiah.
记载着这些神所给的预言。
From the time of King Josiah until his present day.
从约西亚到现在的话都记载了。
He says in verse 3 of Jeremiah chapter 36.
我们可以看看耶利米书三十六章第三节。
So Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3 it reads, Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin.
第三节，或者犹大家听见我想要降于他们的一切灾祸，个人就回头。离开恶道，我好赦免他们的罪孽和罪恶。
So these words were presented to the people of Israel.
这些话是讲给以色列人听的。
And eventually to King Jehoiakim.
也是讲给耶雅敬王听的。
And what was Jehoiakim's reaction to hearing all the prophecies and the impending judgment?
那约雅敬王听到这些预言跟警告以后，他的反应是什么呢？
So as the scroll was being read to him,
这个书卷读给约雅敬听的时候
，after every two or three columns，
就在
after every two or three，
哦，就读了两三节之后呢
，the king would take a knife and cut out the columns from the scroll。
约雅敬王拿了一个刀子，把这个书卷剪成了一半。
And he would take these pieces and burn them in the fire until all the scroll was burned.
且他把这个书卷给焚烧了。
Then we see in verse 24.
我们可以看24节。
Verse 24, it reads, "The king and all his attendants who heard all these words showed no fear, nor did they tear their clothes."
二十四节，王和听见这一切话的臣仆都不惧怕，也不撕裂衣服。
These people had no fear for the Lord their God.
这些人不惧怕神。
So back to 2 Kings chapter 24.
我们回到列王记下二十四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
It tells us he eventually died and was succeeded by his son.
我们可以看见第六节，约雅敬与他列祖同睡，他儿子接他做王。
But before we move on, we should know what his punishment, if any, was for his lack of respect towards God.
在我们继续查考之前呢，我们先看继续查考下一点之前呢，我们先看看他不敬畏神的后果是什么。
So we can look at Jeremiah's prophecy on Jehoiakim.
我们可以看耶利米先知的预言，有关这个约雅敬王的。
This is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 22.
这记载在耶利米书二十二章。
Verses 18 to 19.
十八到二十九节。
So Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 18 to 19.
耶利米书二十二章十八到十九节。
Verse 18 reads, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, 'Alas, my brother,' or 'Alas, my sister.' They shall not lament for him, saying, 'Alas, master,' or 'Alas, his glory.'" Verse 19, He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem.
十八节，所以耶和华论到犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬如此说：人必不为他举哀，说哀哉我的哥哥，或说哀哉我的姐姐；也不为他举哀，说哀哉我的主，或说哀哉我主的荣华。他被埋葬，好像埋驴一样。要拉出去，扔在耶路撒冷的城门之外。
So God was not even going to allow Jehoiakim to be given a proper burial.
神甚至没有给约雅敬一个可以埋葬的地点。
So this is reiterated by Jeremiah in chapter 36, verse 30.
耶利米先知也在三十六章三十节强调了这一点。
So 36 verse 30, it reads.Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He will have no one to sit on the throne of David. His body will be thrown out and exposed to the heat and by day and the frost by night.
三十节，耶利米书三十六章三十节。所以耶和华论到犹大王约雅敬说，他后裔中并没有人坐在大卫的宝座上，他的尸首必被抛弃。白日受炎热，黑夜受寒霜。
So this records the fate of King Jehoiakim.
这记载了记载着关于约雅敬王。
And so we move on to the next king Jehoiachin.
我们继续来看下一任王约雅敬。
So verse 8 to 16 tells us of the brief reign of Jehoiachin.
列王记下二十四章第八到十六、十七节记载着约雅敬王。八到十六节。
So it records that he reigned for three months. So King Jehoiachin reigned for 3 months and 10 days in total, which is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 9.
在列代记下36章第9节记载着约雅金王统治了3年10天。
So looking at 2 Kings 24, we read verses 10 to 14.
我们来看列王记下24章第10到14节。
Verse 10 to 14. At that time, the officers of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, advanced on Jerusalem and laid siege to it. Verse 11. And Nebuchadnezzar himself came up to the city while his officers were besieging it. Verse 12. Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his attendants, his nobles, and his officials all surrendered to him. In the 8th year of the reign of the king of Babylon, he took Jehoiachin prisoner. Verse 13, as the Lord had declared, Nebuchadnezzar removed the treasures from the temple of the Lord and from the royal palace, and cut up the gold articles that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the temple of the Lord. Verse 14, he carried all Jerusalem into exile, all the officers, the fighting men, and all the skilled workers and artisans, a total of 10,000. Only the poorest people of the land were left.
第十节，那时巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的军兵上到耶路撒冷围困城。当他军兵围困城的时候，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒就亲自来了。犹大王约雅金和他母亲、臣仆、首领、太监一同出城，投降巴比伦王。巴比伦王便拿住他。那时是巴比伦王第八年，巴比伦王将耶和华殿和王宫里的宝物都拿去了，将以色列王所罗门所造耶和华殿里的金器都毁坏了，正如耶和华所说的，又将耶路撒冷的众民和众首领并所有大能的勇士共一万人，连一切木匠铁匠都掳去了，除了国中及贫穷的人以外，没有剩下的。
So here it tells us that the Babylonians began to march on Jerusalem.
这里我们可以看见巴比伦军兵攻打犹大。
And they laid siege to the city.
他们围困这城。
This meant that they surrounded the city, so no one could get in or get out.
使得没有人能从这城里进出。
And because of this, the inhabitants of the city would eventually run out of supplies of food and other essentials.
这样，在城里的人就没法得到饮食和日常的必需品。
And so the people within the besieged city would eventually starve.
那被围困在城中的人最终就会饥饿。
The Babylonians were growing from strength to strength.
但巴比伦人却一天比一天的强壮。
We've already been told that in verse 7 that they had conquered all the Egyptian territory.
我们可以看见第七节，巴比伦当时已经管制了很多的土地。
Conquered a majority of the Egyptian territory.
管制了大部分埃及人的土地。
Indeed, here King Nebuchadnezzar personally came to the city while it was under siege.
那当围困的时候，尼布甲尼撒王也亲自来到了这城。
And so from verse 12, we read that Jehoiachin, king of Judah, along with his mother, attendants, and nobles and other officials, they all surrendered to the king of Babylon.
我们也看见十二节，就是约雅金和他母亲、臣仆、首领、太监，全部都投降巴比伦王。
Presumably, because they did not want to endure any suffering, which would surely come if the siege was to be prolonged.
那这可能是因为他们不想要继续被围困了，因为他们不想要继续受这苦。
And so in the latter half of verse 12, it tells us that in the 8th year of the reign of the king of Babylon, he took Jehoiachin prisoner.
十二章的下半段就记载着巴比伦王的第八年，他拿住了约雅金。
Verse 13, tells us how Nebuchadnezzar removed all the valuables from the temple and royal palace.
十三节告诉我们，就是尼布甲尼撒王把殿里所殿里的金器都毁坏了。
So this again was in accordance to the prophecies of Jeremiah, recorded in chapter 28, verses 3 to 4.
这也是跟耶利米先知在耶利米书二十八章第三到第四节所记载的一样。
And so it is interesting to know also that amongst those people who were exiled to Babylon,
那在这些被掳去的人中呢？
Was Daniel, who we remembered as one of the young Israelite men chosen to be taught about the Babylonian language and culture.
那其中有包括丹伊里，他是一个年轻的犹大人，被教导着巴比伦的语言跟风俗。
Okay, the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
丹以理书第一章
verses 1 and 2
第一到第二节
confirms to us that the king was indeed captured and taken to Babylon.
第一章第一到第二节告诉我们，犹大王约雅敬被掳到巴比伦。
Along with the temple treasures.
跟当中也有这些殿中的金器。
Which were taken and stored along with the treasures of the Babylonian gods.
这些器皿就收到了巴比伦的庙里。
The temple treasures, along with the Israelites, would be exiled here for 70 years.
那这些金器还有被掳的犹大人就在这里72年。
So the king of Babylon came into Judah and captured the land.
巴比伦王来到犹大，把这些人掳去。
And it captured its people under the direction of God.
这是神的旨意。
At this point in time, this Babylonian king was the servant of God.
在这时候，巴比伦王是神的仆人。
Now we have to understand that this does not mean that Nebuchadnezzar was a godly man.
但这并不代表着尼布甲尼撒王是一个敬虔的人。
He definitely was not.
他必然不是。
As we read in the book of Daniel,
因为我们能在丹以理书里看见。
He was a pagan who worshipped other gods.
他是一个敬拜外邦神的人。
But here, he was used by God to bring judgment and discipline to the people of Judah.
但在这里他却被神利用，给犹大带来这个惩罚与审判。
So and then there is Jeremiah's prophecy regarding Jehoiachin.
然后耶利米先知的关于约雅金王的预言呢
？So this is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 22.
这记载在耶利米书二十二章。
So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 22.
我们翻到耶利米书二十二章。
We look at verses 28 to 30.
我们看二十八到三十节。
So Jeremiah chapter 22, we look at verses 28 to 30.
耶利米书二十二章二十八到三十节。
So verse 28. Is this man Jehoiachin a despised broken pot, an object no one wants? Why will he and his children be hurled out, cast?Into a land they do not know. Verse 29, O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Verse 30, this is what the Lord says. Record this man as if childless, a man who will not prosper in his lifetime, for none of his offspring will prosper. None will sit on the throne of David or rule anymore in Judah.
二十八节哥尼亚这人是被轻看破坏的器皿吗？是无辜人喜爱的器皿吗？他和他的后裔为何被赶到不认识之地呢？地啊地啊地啊，当听耶和华的话，耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无知，是平生不得想通的，因为他后裔中无一人得想通， 能坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
And so Jehoiachin's curse is that he will not return to the throne of Judah.
约雅敬的诅咒就是他必不得回归这地，犹大之地。
And even more, none of his children will rule over Judah.
甚至他的后裔都无法再统领犹大。
And so is the case that King Nebuchadnezzar empties the land of Judah of all its wealth.
这也是尼布甲尼撒把犹大的钱财跟金器都归空了。
In terms of treasures and people, and only leaves the poor behind to look after the land.
他只剩到贫穷的人来看管犹大地。
So we move on to the final section of the chapter.
我们看这章的最后一段。
Verse 17, the chapter tells us how Nebuchadnezzar makes Jehoiachin's uncle Mattaniah king in his place.
列王记下24:17，巴比伦王就立了约雅金的叔叔马探雅替他做王。
So Mattaniah is the third son of the good king Josiah.
马探雅就是约西亚的第三个儿子。
He could be looked on as a puppet king.
他是一个像一个傀儡的王。
So someone who rules but has no power.
他虽然统治，但他却没有权力。
And he ultimately answered to the king of Babylon.
他只能听从巴比伦王。
Nebuchadnezzar also changes Mattaniah's name to Zedekiah.
尼布甲尼撒王也把他的名改成西底家。
And Zedekiah would be the last king of Judah.
西底家也成为了犹大最后一任王。
Verse 20, the last verse in the chapter, contains two sentences.
我们看二十节，这里有两句话。
So the first reminds us that it is because of God's anger to his children that all this is happening to Judah.
第二十节这里提醒了我们是神的怒气向犹大发作。
And the fact that they are all exiled from Judah is in accordance to his will and his punishment to them.
他们从犹大被掳去是神的惩罚。
So, in the NIV Bible, the last sentence of the chapter has its own title.
那在英文版本的圣经呢，有在最后一段有自己的一个标题。
So this title is The Fall of Jerusalem.
这个标题是耶路撒冷的倒下。
And when we read the last sentence,we will likely put our face in our hands and shake our heads in disbelief.
那我们看到这最后一节的时候，我们可能很难相信。
The second or last sentence of verse 20 reads, Now Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.
二十节的英文版本最后一段写着说，西底家王背叛了巴比伦王。
So this Zedekiah somehow able to think highly of himself and this non-existent power that he has.
西底家王可能高估了自己。
Or by his any misguided advice.
或者他听从了一些错误的劝告。
Decides to rebel against the king of Babylon.
而选择背叛巴比伦王。
After all that has happened to Jehoiakim when he rebelled,
这也发生在了约雅金王背叛以后。
And once again, contrary to what the Lord has told them to do,
这一点也是不遵照神的旨意的。
God said through Jeremiah, "This is your punishment."
神记着耶利米先知说，这是对他们的惩罚。
To be ruled over by the Babylonians.
服在巴比伦之下是。
Rebelling against Babylon was rebelling against God.
那背叛巴比伦就像背叛不服从神一样。
Has the Zedekiah had his head stuck in the ground? Has he had his head buried in the ground?
那西底家王的西底家王到底是怎么想的呢？
Has he not seen what has been going on around him?
他难道没有看到之前所发生的吗？
And I guess this just really sums up the Israelites at this time.
那这就是总结了当时的以色列的情况。
Unable or unwilling to see and accept the judgment of God.
无法接受神的审判，且无法听从神的审判。
Unwilling to repent and submit to the Lord who delivered them from slavery.
他们不愿意顺从神，不愿意顺从那个将他们带离将他们救出来的神。
We can only shake our heads at his course of action.
我们只能说这很难想象，很难相信。
So this ends my Bible sharing on 2 Kings chapter 24.
我的分享到此。